Ballad of the Bottom Dollar. Cameron Munger and I have been friends since we were teenagers. Both of us liked rock and roll, and several years after we left high school, Cam became a disc jockey. Recently, he told me the story about the day he was down to his last dollar. It was the day his luck and his life changed. In the early 1970s, Cam was an announcer and disc jockey at KYAL in McKinney, Texas, and had attained celebrity status. He met many country music stars, and he enjoyed flying to Nashville in the company plane with the owner. One night, Cam was in Nashville for an evening at the Grand Ole Opry. After the show, an acquaintance invited him backstage with all the Opry stars. "I didn't have any paper for autographs, so I took out a dollar bill," Cam told me. "Before the night ended, I had virtually every Opry personality's autograph. I guarded that dollar bill and carried it with me always. I knew I would treasure it forever." Then station KYAL was put up for sale, and many employees found themselves without a job. Cam landed part-time work at WBAP in Fort Worth and planned to hang on to this job long enough for a full-time position to open up. The winter of 1976 was extremely cold. The heater in Cam's old Volkswagen emitted only a hint of warm air. The windshield defroster didn't work at all. Life was hard, and Cam was broke. With the help of a friend who worked at a local supermarket, he occasionally intercepted outdated TV dinners. This kept my wife and me eating, but we still had no cash.